This morning I was just going to read a few psalms. So it's going to start in Psalm 95. I'm not sure how far I'll go, but So Psalm 95, starting in verse 1. O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to him with songs of praise. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth. The heights of the mountains are his also. The sea is his, for he made it, and the dry land which his hands have formed. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Do not harden your hearts as at Meribah, as on the day at Massa in the wilderness, when our ancestors tested me and put me to the proof, though they had seen my work. For 40 years I loathed that generation and said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not regard my ways. Therefore in my anger I swore that they shall not enter my rest. Psalm 96. O sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Tell his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous works among all the people. For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. He is to be revered above all gods, for all the gods of the peoples are idols. But the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Ascribe to the Lord, O families of the peoples. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Worship the Lord in holy splendor. Tremble before him, all the earth. Say among the nations, the Lord is King. The world is firmly established. It shall never be moved. He will judge the peoples with equity. Let the heavens be glad, and let the earth rejoice. Let the sea roar and all that fills it. Let the field exult and everything in it. Then shall all the trees of the forest sing for joy before the Lord, for he is coming. For he is coming to judge the earth. He will judge the world with righteousness and the people with his truth. Psalm 97. The Lord is King. Let the earth rejoice. Let the many coastlands be glad. Clouds and thick darkness are all around him. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. Fire goes before him and consumes his adversaries on every side. His lightnings light up the world. The earth sees and trembles. The mountains melt like wax before the Lord of all the earth. The heavens proclaim his righteousness, and all the peoples behold his glory. All worshippers of images are put to shame, those who make their boast in worthless idols. All gods bow down before him. Zion hears and is glad, and the towns of Judah rejoice, because of your judgments, O God. For you, O Lord, are most high over all the earth. You are exalted far above all gods. The Lord loves those who hate evil. He guards the lives of his faithful. He rescues them from the hand of the wicked. Light dawns for the righteous and joy for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, O you righteous, and give thanks to his holy name. Psalm 98. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have gotten him victory. The Lord has made his victory. He has revealed his vindication in the sight of the nations. He has trembled. He has remembered his steadfast love and faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the victory of our God. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth in joyous song and sing praises. Sing praises to the Lord with the lyre and the sound of melody, with trumpets and the sound of the horn. Make a joyful noise before the King, the Lord. Let the sea roar and all that fills it, the world and the noise and those who live in it. Let the floods clap their hands. Let the hills sing together for joy at the presence of the Lord, for he is coming to judge the earth. He will judge the world with righteousness and the people with equity. The Lord is King. Let the people tremble. He sits enthroned upon the cherubim. Let the earth quake. The Lord is great in Zion. He is exalted over all the people. Let them praise your great and awesome name. Holy is he, mighty King, lover of justice. You have established equity. You have executed justice and righteousness in Jacob. Extol the Lord our God. Worship at his footstool. Holy is he. Moses and Aaron were among his priests. Samuel also was among those who called on his name. They cried to the Lord, and he answered them. He spoke to them in the pillar of the cloud. They kept his decrees and the statutes that he gave them. O Lord our God, you answered them. You were a forgiving God to them, but an avenger of their wrongdoings. Extol the Lord our God and worship at his holy mountain, for the Lord our God is holy. Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord is God. It is he that made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. And 101. This will probably be the last. I will sing of loyalty and of justice. To you, O Lord, I will sing. I will study the way that is blameless. When shall I attain it? I will walk with integrity of heart within my house. I will not set before my eyes anything that is base. I hate the work of those who fall away. It shall not cling to me. Perverseness of heart shall be far from me. I will know nothing of evil. One who secretly slanders a neighbor, I will destroy. A haughty look and an arrogant heart I will not tolerate. I will look with favor on the faithful in the land, so that they may live with me. Whoever walks in the way that is blameless shall minister to me. No one who practices deceit shall remain in my house. No one who utters lies shall continue in my presence. Morning by morning I will destroy all the wicked in the land, cutting off all evildoers from the city of the Lord. That's as far as I'll read this morning. So, welcome to comment. If you wish, just keep in mind to keep things timely today, so they will have our time afterward as well. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, brother. I just one little comment here on Psalms 96. 8 years ago, I read this writing that was written, I don't know, 50, 60 years after the Apostle John died. It was by, it's basically showing a dialogue between a Jew named Trypho and some other Jews that Justin Martyr, you know, the Christian, was trying to convert them. And they were doing a deep dive into the scriptures, and he was showing messianic prophecy after messianic prophecy fulfilled in Jesus of Nazareth. Anyway, when he got to what in the Hebrew Bible is referred to as Psalms 96, but in the Septuagint, Psalms 95, I thought it was really interesting when I first saw this, how he described, or how he kind of, it was pretty much a quote. He was pretty good at remembering the scriptures. So the way it reads here in this Hebrew is, "For all the gods of the people are worthless idols, but the Lord made the heavens." The way it read from him, from the Septuagint, was, "For all the for the gods of the people are idols of demons, but the Lord made the heavens." So I just thought I'd share that.
Thank you, Brother Leroy. It was a perfect devotion. No comment. That's the best devotion probably we ever hear. You just read the Psalms. How does it say it in Colossians and Ephesians? Let the word of Christ dwell in you, speaking with one another with psalms and hymns, spiritual songs. So it's a suggestion. No, it's a command. And you read the Psalms. And if we can live it, we have the mind of Christ. One comment on Psalm 95, 40 years I was displeased with you. Today you have a lot of people, when you go preaching or talk to people, and, yeah, but if I could just see one sign today, you know, just one, help me with one little hint about Jesus. Well, for 40 years, they had numerous signs to Jews. They had the plagues in Egypt. How does Isaiah say it? All day long I have stretched forth my hand to a disobedient people. And even in the parable of the rich man and Lazarus. Yeah, but if someone comes back from the dead, surely. No, if someone comes back from the dead, they still. So Lord, help us to have that faith that we need. We need that faith in God. Faith is the victory. Thank you, Leroy, for the devotion. Lord, be magnified.
Here, the first verse in Psalm 101 says, "I will sing of mercy and judgment unto thee, O Lord, will I sing." And I was thinking, just thinking about that, how we'd sing of mercy and judgment. It seemed like we'd just rather just sing about mercy. But I just had this thought that without judgment, there could be no mercy. As far as, if we weren't deserving of judgment, then God could not have mercy on us. So we deserve judgment, all of us. But God is willing to have mercy on each one of us.
One thought that stood out in a couple of different ones of the Psalms was, the Lord will judge his people with equity. He'll judge fairly, rightly. It doesn't matter who we are. I think the New Testament says the same measure of judgment we use for others is what will be used for us. And so my thoughts went to James 2:1. It says, "My brethren, have not the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with the respect of persons." James makes it fairly clear there that we have either it's the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, or we have the respect of persons. So, Lord, help us.
Mm-hmm.